Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's time for a little text in the city. He reads them. We rank them 1 to 10. 10 being a superb text into the station, and 1 being a forgettable, horrible, useless, pointless text.
At the very beginning of the show, somebody texted this in. Midday show drinking game. A shot every time that Paul complains about pop culture. When Joe brings up Buffalo. When Paul reads the internet live and stumbles through multiple articles. And when Joe talks over an intro song he has to hear, Godspeed. He said Godspeed at the end.
It's a 10. Wait, what was the last one for me?
Every time that Joe talks over an intro song he has to hear.
That's great and very observant. Paul's live internet searches are unbelievable.
Well, again,
I love those.
Grizzly Adams.
But when we're talking, I just like to know what the truth is.
I know. It's incredible stuff.
And I'm able to pull it off pretty quickly. It's not like I'm doing it for 15 minutes at a time when I'm looking for something. But the complaining about pop culture, I don't know that I do that. Do I do that much?
A fair amount. I thought he was going to get me on City Limits. How many times I say that could be a drinking game. My God, nobody would survive the show.
That's not been put in there yet, no.
Second and final one.
Ryan from Gibsonia, if Doran invented the Wildcat formation, I'm going to claim I invented Tex in the City as a declared Tex in the City Hall of Famer from Mr. Limits.
Yeah, we started the show with a Crowley guest appearance. Doran claims he invented the Wildcat because Houston Nutt came to recruit him and I guess saw a game or a practice where Doran was running the Wildcat. And next thing you know, Houston Nutt was running it. And Doran has put two and two together here. I believe him. Paul, you're not so sure.
Again, we tried to get Brian Billick on to talk about the Vikings.
He never answered.
He's on the golf
course. He's on the golf course. Well, maybe we can get him tomorrow. I read in one of my internet searches while we were talking. I read how many different times they used the Wildcat prior to Arkansas.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with that's a little BS.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High in 92 today with partly cloudy skies. Great job, Limits. Great job, Paul. We'll finish it off with a Friday special tomorrow.